The advances in clinical research and targeted adjuvant therapy of patients with ER and HER2-positive tumors discussed by Dr. Mackey have revolutionized therapy of early breast cancer, and this dramatic progress is a direct consequence of well-designed and executed randomized clinical trials in which patients must agree to have part of their treatment assigned by computer. Perhaps the most dramatic examples of these types of studies are the adjuvant trastuzumab trials, and on April 25, 2005, participants in two major U.S.-based studies of the NSABP and NCCTG research groups were contacted by their oncology treatment teams to be informed that these trials had closed because of the dramatically positive findings of benefit with trastuzumab, and therefore all participants would now be offered that therapy. On a recent issue of our series, I interviewed medical oncologist Dr. Sandra Franco, who's a member of the NSABP, and she arranged for me to speak with a 45-year-old Colombian woman who participated in NSABP Trial 31 evaluating adjuvant trastuzumab. Like the other thousands of women in this study and the other major U.S. trial, the patient had received a phone call from her physician only a few days before we met to be informed of one of the most dramatic developments in the history of cancer therapy. But to begin our conversation, the patient recounted for me how it all began several months previously when she learned she had an invasive HER2-positive breast cancer with 11 positive axillary lymph nodes.